Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And how sensational. We're now joined by the man himself, Jared Croker. G'day. Congratulations, mate, for last night.
Thanks, mate. Cheers for having me.
It's Ricky has been at pains to say, you know, sure, this was a grand final rematch. There was no sense of revenge about this, that you'd moved on to another year after what happened in the grand final last year. But there must have been some great feelings in the dressing room last night.
Yeah, there was, mate. Obviously, winning a semi-final is always a good feeling, regardless of who you're playing against. So, yeah, it was nice to obviously do or die. And, there's a lot of hype around, playing the Roosters, and obviously they've been the benchmark for the last couple of years, along with Melbourne. So it was nice to move them on from the final series, I guess. But it's another big challenge this weekend.
Tots, where do you see yourselves this year as opposed to last year as a team? You obviously got a lot of players that are out injured who were in your team last year. Where do you see yourself? How do you see yourself?
I think we showed last year we're quite a strong team. We had a lot of, very, very much will to win and desire, and very scrappy defensive sort of side. And, to have those injuries and lose those blokes throughout the year and come out and fight like we have, it's just, it showed what the culture is about at the club and what the jersey means to everyone who wears it. So we're certainly excited with what we've done so far, but hopefully we've got two more weeks left, and we've got to regroup pretty quickly, because Melbourne up there is a big challenge. So I think we've taken a lot of confidence out of, obviously, last night is a massive confidence boost for us. I said straight after the game to be the best, you've got to beat the best, and we've had one of the best last night. We've got the next best, the same sort of team next weekend. So we're two of the best sides over the last decade, back to back. So like I said, to be the best, you've got to beat the best.
And I don't know if you can answer this 100% honestly, but when Josh Hodgson did his knee, what was your honest feeling, immediate feeling, when he went down and you knew his season was gone? Where did you honestly see your team at and going?
Oh, I could see us. I could see it going. It hurt watching Hodgson go down. No one likes to see your mates go down, and it was tough to watch. Everyone was feeling for Hodgo, and it's not a good thing to see, but I could see the side reacting the way we have, with the group we got here, with young Stalo coming in, and I could see our halves. We said at the time, our halves can really take this by the throat here, and look what Jack White and George Williams have done. So I think we took the positives out of it. We had other players on the field that really, really lifted a notch, and we all had to pick it up to cover for Hodgo. Obviously, he's one of the best players in the world, and I think we all had to lift a gear, and then Stalo came in, and to Stalo's credit, he came out, and the first thing he said is, "I'm not Josh Hodgson. I'm playing I'm going to play my way." And he's doing his job, and that's all he needs to do. He's got Jack and George outside him, and a really good forward pack rolling off him. So Stalo just has to do his job, and mate, he's done a great job.
You mentioned the injuries you had to do without John Bateman a bit earlier in the year, but he's been in incredible form, and we were having a chat before. He's a bit of a maniac out there, isn't he? He's the person that you want to have alongside you. Can you give us a bit of an insight into just what it's like to have him? What's he like at training as well? Is he that mad off the field as well?
Yeah, he is. He's that bloke. He's just got that edge, that winning edge, and that, there's a few words you can say, but probably not on radio. But just the desire that he has to win everything he does, you compete in everything, and he's really brought that into us. And I think Jacko being in the front line defensively the last 18 months of playing in the halves has really brought that out. I think having them blokes on either edge really brings that, that edge, that winning edge, and that drive. So he's a great fella, Batty. We're very sad about him leaving. Obviously, it'd be nice if he could stay a couple of more years, but unfortunately he's heading home, and we all know the reasons why. And hopefully we can have another couple of games with him.
Jared, it was a real mature footy side that got the job done last night, and I guess a couple of weeks ago when Ricky made the decision to rest 8 or 9 of the players in the last round of the competition proper, starting to bear fruit from that decision. Now, were you guys involved in that, of sitting out? Were you guys involved in that decision at all?
There was a few few of the boys were sort of talking about it. And then, you know, I personally, I don't know, the boys are all the same. No one likes missing footy. None of the boys wanted to miss out. But once Ricky told us that there was about 10 of us, we all sort of looked at each other and, you know what, we probably all need it, to be fair. So, I'm still proud of the way the young boys played and the opportunity that those boys got, because they've been coming here. We talk about this bubble. Those boys have been coming here since day one, you know, busting their backside day after day, and they can't leave here and go and see their mates and family as well. You know, we're doing it as well, but we get to play footy on the weekend. Those boys have had it so tough, and to see some of those young boys go there, and even Sammy Williams and Matty Frawley and a few of the older boys, you know, to get their chance and play like they did, and see how excited they were. You know,
you're being heckled there.
Someone just told me to cheer up. I'm sitting there trying to do an interview. sitting there, you look like I'm depressed. Cheer up. On the phone, mate. Go away. But yeah, it was a great opportunity for the club and the boys, and you know, I'm really proud of how they handled it all. But I certainly think the weekend off helped. Looking at, you know, the game we had last night, and obviously the first semi final, and not getting the chance to have a weekend off in the finals, we sort of use that as our weekend off.
You talk about the bubble. Basically, you live in a kind of very nice bubble within Canberra, and you've been there for such a long time. And I've been to quite a few events with the Raiders. Ricky and the club has developed something that's been going for many years, but it's kind of special, that community involvement, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, mate. It's you know, it's hard. Yeah, this time last year, when you're not in the bubble, the community, I don't know, they are buzzing down here, but it's hard to get out and see it all. I mean, you go to cafes and restaurants all the time last year, and everything was green, so it's hard to try and get a massive feel for it. But we still got so many good fans that just come and yell over the fence, and when you're driving past, they're out screaming the Raiders, and you know, it's a real good vibe down here at the moment. And I think the game last night will really lift that up a notch. I think the community really genuinely behind us and believes that we can go up there and put in a good performance again next week. So it's a credit to Ricky. It's the first thing he said when he got back here in 2014 is, you know, the back end of 2013 is we need to connect more with the community. And, you know, we've done that great. The community is great down here. We're a very tight group of players, but we're also very tight with our fans. And, you know, it's just a big country town, Canberra. It makes it a lot easier with the people we have here too, which helps.
And I think one of the biggest fans would be Simon Tayun, the one who he leads the drum and leads the Viking clap. He was there last night, actually saw him walking back to the car park. What about the influence someone, he just, I mean, you've got so many passionate fans anyway, but what someone like him, what he does for that fan base is absolutely incredible. There were a few during that COVID period, I know he went to, I think, Campbelltown Stadium a few times just to do the drum in the car park, got off the bus?
He was on the roof of the car park. Look, and when we're warming up, we could see him over, like, I think it was the Leagues Club or something. There was a car park roof, and they were all up there banging the drums. So I'm trying to make as much of a home ground as possible for us. But, yeah, they're great. We know all those guys. And the boys are really good. We know all of them, you know, by name, those sorts of blokes, because we have so much interaction with them. And there's another family. I'll give a special mention to Ben Buckley and his kids. There's four or five of them. They live in Penrith. They're diehard Raiders. Every game this year, obviously, they drive down to the home games and drive to all the Sydney games, and we've seen the kids there, you know, him and the kids outside the SCG there last night, and just that stuff. You miss being able to interact with them, and, you know, they buy us birthday presents. That's how much they love it. So we do have a great fan base, and I thought I'd give them a special mention. I don't know if they're listening or not, but hopefully they are.
Last night, Jared, it looked quite clear that tactically, not only your forwards, but your outside backs were instructed by your coach to play short, tight passes and really challenge the Roosters forwards for long periods, which resulted in the Papali try and the George Woon try through the middle part of the field. Was that what the tactics were?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty simple game. Like, I think most sides, you know, if you think of a game plan, and most teams, especially in the big games, you think about rolling through the middle, and the better forward pack who... You know, the team that controls the ball, the better forward pack that rolls the middle and tires out the opposition forward pack, it's, you know, that's where you get your results off the back of it. And, you know, it's, I'm sure every team's the same. I'm sure the Roosters would have been trying to do the same to us. And we knew it was going to be a big battle up front. But we really had to be better. And, you know, we had to start better last night. We haven't been good starting our games the last probably 6 weeks. And we've been getting away with it because we weren't coming over the back of size, but we couldn't afford to start the way last night that we did last weekend against Cronulla, because I think we had 70-30 possession against Cronulla, and fortunately we hung on and only went down 14-10 at half time. So we knew we had to be a lot better, because the Roosters basically a game around starting well and that power sort of game. So yeah, look, it's quite a simple game at the end of the day. You complete your sets. I think we were 11 from 11 start of the game. You know, with the, you know, Papa and Joe Tarpany and Sia and Hudson Young and those guys, you know, it makes it quite tough for any defensive side.
We spoke about the balance of the pack earlier, but just the back line, obviously you had a few holes to fill after last year with Joey Leilua moving on, and Curtis obviously came in but sort of had a patchy season with injury and the like, but Jordan Rappin has settled in nicely in that right centre spot. Have you helped him a lot? It's a big transition from wing to centre. We don't see it that often, but especially the way the game's been played this year with the amount of defence and decision-making that you guys in the centres need to make, have you spent some time with him? Because he seems to have adjusted really well.
No, he wouldn't listen to me if I told him. He just does his own thing, Rapper. He's, you know, he's pretty laid back sort of customer. And mate, you know, he had, coming up against one of the best in the game last night, I thought he'd done a great job. You're right, it is a different position, and as we've seen from a few of my decisions last night, you don't always get it right. Even after playing there for 12 years, I think I had a couple of poor ones as well. So the beauty of our side is that we've got boys that just work so hard for each other. And I'll give Sammy Valimi a rap on my wing last night. A couple of times I probably left him high and dry, and he managed to work with his inside defenders who were coming across in Jack and Elliot, and probably saved my backside a few times. So, but back to Rapper, mate, you know, you put him at 5'8" and you'd have the confidence to play there. He's that sort of bloke that takes on any challenge and thinks he can play anywhere. And, you know, he's doing a really good job for us.
All right, mate. Well, it's more than just the people in Canberra hoping that you continue. Great performance from the side last night. All the best for the rest of the season.
Too easy. Thanks for having me, guys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.